Thank you, Randall. Next will be James Farmer from the Age and Edublogs.
Thank you, Mark. Edublogs hat on today, and I have to tell you, I'm pissed. Not in a kind of Jimmy Wales, American kind of pissed, though. I'm actually pissed because I'm drunk. I'm intoxicated. I'd even go as far as saying that I'm high on this knowledge, this content. It's everywhere. I mean, I used to have to bloody struggle to get knowledge. I used to have to go to libraries and talk to people, get information. I used to have to do so much, and now it's just there. It's fantastic. And I'm gorging on it. And just putting on my age hat a little bit, I think I might be getting involved in a bit of binge-knowledging. But is that so good? Well, yes, it is. It's great. But it's not when we abuse it. And this wouldn't have been a problem 100 years ago in education. It really wouldn't have been a problem. Because 100 years ago, we had these transmissive pedagogies. It was about rote learning. It was about information transfer. My God, they would have loved this stuff. They would have got a lot out of it. But since then, we've figured out a few things. We've gone and done the research. We've looked at things. We've talked about it. People like John Dewey, Paulo Freire, have looked at banking models of education and say, they don't really work. We've come round to socially constructive modes of education which involve conversation and interaction. And then this thing called the internet comes along, and we forget all of that. Because now we can get knowledge everywhere. It's fantastic. Suddenly, we throw out all of these pedagogies, all of this understanding of social and interaction, and we just follow the IT, the information technology. People put a C in there for communication, but they don't really mean it. We have learning objects, oh my God, learning objects everywhere, coming out of my head. Blackboard, horrible content management systems just trying to shift content. We have open courseware projects from MIT, oh bloody hell. Content, content, content. And our challenge is to get over this orgy, this infatuation with knowledge. It's to balance it with communication, to balance it with interaction, the social side of things, the real knowledge. I'm a bit sick, to be quite honest with you, of videos, of learning objects, of multimedia, of podcasts, dare I say it, of wikis. Sometimes less can be a little bit more. Thank you.
We're going to ban you from this event now, James. And finally, Sarah Phillips from Deakin University.